This is Wicked Roadie. It's a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hi, everybody, and welcome. My name's Mary Larson.
And I am Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast voted Best of Rhode Island by the readers of Rhode Island Monthly yet again. As the day that we're recording this and the weekend that this comes out is the virtual celebration this year due to the COVID, due to the Rona. But we are so appreciative to everybody who participated in the Best of Rhode Island balloting and nominations. And yeah, so,
Thursday,
August 27th, 7:30 p.m., they're doing a live stream. And then that will be replayed on Thursday, September 3rd. So 1 week on NBC 10.
Yeah, so do you know more details about this live stream, how it's going to be working, where people can check it out?
I think
it's going to be...
It'll be on there. If you just go to the Rhode Island Monthly website, it'll have the links for the live stream, and you can watch it on their website. I'm sure somebody will share it to social, and it'll be everywhere else. But, of course, rimonthly.com is the best place to get all that information. But, yeah, they're doing that this year, because usually it's a big party.
Yes.
At the PPAC. And do you remember back when it used to be the block party?
I do. That was wild and also very hot because, of course, end of August. Is it usually a bit more earlier in August?
Well, they did two different things. They had the block party, which was like the kickoff to summer, and then they had the best of, which was like an exhibit display, where they had booths, and it was just a giant event up in the convention center, and sometimes out over by the Citizens Bank Plaza, in Providence, and then it was at the rink. So it's moved; it's become very fluid, and you know, the Rhode Island Monthly folks have adjusted it as the times have gone on. So
as they are this year,
exactly. So. Nonetheless, that is happening, and you can go back and watch it, of course. We'll share it on our social medias as well. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe that this is the final weekend before Labor Day.
That's right. It is hard. I mean, aside from the cooler weather, I agree with you. This summer has flown by, which surprises me with everything that's been going on.
I think some people would argue that life has dragged since March until this point, where it's like, oh crap, now it's over. We're gonna start looking for those totes that have those fall sweaters.
Yes.
But nonetheless, are your kids, you're getting ready to send the kids off to school, but it's still a few weeks to go because they're going through all the processes.
Yeah.
Approving the schools and everything. At this point, is the date still September 16th that they're looking to targeting to get kids back in the classroom?
September 14th, something like that. It's somewhere in the teens. And of course, we're going to find out what the plan is for everybody on Monday. Before I was a podcaster and before I was on television in the TV and film industry, I was a music teacher. So naturally, I have a lot of teacher friends who've just been as clueless as all of us parents. So we're all in this together, as Zac Efron would say in High School Musical. But we're going to figure it all out, hopefully, on Monday, get a little more clarification.
And now, you play the baritone sax, right?
I do.
That's like your specialty. You play a bunch of things, but baritone sax is kind of your...
That makes sense because you're
taller. And I have a feeling that they probably would have given you a tenor saxophone, but they're like, oh, that girl right there is tall. Give her the taller saxophone. How you ended up with the bari. How do you guys do this? Do you put a mask over the horn, like the bell?
Sadly, and, you know, we don't even know when we can go back to playing in our wind ensemble. Between choruses and bands, the amount of spit that can fly in the air, you know, all the little molecules, we're expecting that we're going to be one of the last things that actually is allowed to happen. Our ensemble has mixed ages. So the thing that they are allowing, or they're recommending, for instrumentalists like myself, or for, you know, even choruses, is to meet outside and be super far apart. I do know that there is a chorus group that's actually meeting in either Mass or Rhode Island. I haven't figured out where they are, but they met with maybe six or seven vocalists in a parking garage. So really well ventilated. They were protected from the elements, and they did a nice recording. And it was, I've seen just a preview of their video, but they're going to be, I think it's called like the Garage Concert Series that they're going to be doing. So, you know, a lot of people who are used to marching bands, things like that, they're still performing a little bit, but still not in the large groups. So sadly, no Barry Sachs time with my friends yet.
Well, that's soon enough.
Yeah,
soon enough. You gotta have hope.
Oh yeah, I've been playing more piano.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's I guess that's more of a safe instrument, that and the accordion. But no, so that's interesting. So the kids, have you done back to school shopping, or are you ordering stuff online? How does that work?
I have done it all. Now, those of you who've listened to Wicked Rudy, you know that I buy like my Christmas presents come October. So when it comes to back to school shopping, I am set. As soon as the stores have the back to school signs up and the pencils and the crayons are on sale, I scoop all that stuff up. So I have had a giant Aldi's bag, and you know how big those Aldi's bags are. I mean, they're huge.
Yes.
That is filled with all of my kids' back to school supplies. We're ready to go. I've got everything.
Are Trapper Keepers still a thing?
You know, the teacher this year asked for a 3-ring punched folder. So in my mind, I'm wondering if she has a Trapper Keeper.
Interesting.
Yeah, right?
Five star by Mead.
Of course.
You remember that was the good ones. Those are the
sturdy ones.
Yeah, those are the high. Yeah, absolutely. Those are the East Greenwich Barrington collection.
Not the dollar store things that, yeah.
No, I had the dollar store things and I was okay with it. It was fine because after the second or third week, it was gone.
It was falling apart.
But,
exactly.
Yeah, it is what it is. But that's good. That's good that you got everything there and ready to go. Of course, we're keeping an eye too on weather for various reasons. They obviously are hit with some serious storms down in the south area and the Gulf. Some of that stuff can track its way up here, and it's been a very active season in the tropics, so that will probably have some bearing on the events, because let's face it, most of the events that are happening in person, you know, not virtually, are outside.
Yes.
So that's going to play a role, and so we'll be keeping an eye on that.
Here's my question for you. So snow days are now no longer a thing in Rhode Island. We're done with snow days. Will we have hurricane days? Because some people may lose power.
There have been times where they've canceled school. They've because of foul weather. Believe it or not, they've done heat days in the past.
Oh, wow.
Where it's going to, you know, the heat was just too oppressive to put the kids in schools, and due to the lack of air conditioning and whatnot, or poor air conditioning and circulation, they just decide. And I mean, you're a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
The kids aren't paying attention on those days
anyway.
I was thinking that they're going to have Zoom blackout days, because earlier this week Zoom was down for a period of time.
Ooh.
And so that's going to be the new snow day, is a Zoom day.
Yep.
or a Zoom free day. So no Zoom Foster Gloucester. Well, I mean, I think it'll be more worldwide.
Yeah.
To be honest, because that's how Zoom works. But that'll be interesting. I'll have to talk to my friends over at the Cumulus building, see if they have an audio clip of Salty Brian saying Zoom, so we can just
adjust it. That would be amazing.
School. Yeah, absolutely. Do a little editing, get you everywhere you want to be.
That's
maybe
it, man.
Maybe we can CGI Salty. That'd be great. Hey, look, if you tuned in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, we have all this information for you. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find it on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
All right, guys, so even though times are different now, there's still some events and things that you can be doing to get outside, to get out and see other people occasionally, safely. But Ben, what do you have up first?
Well, one of the greatest ways that you can get outside and support local businesses and eat, which are three things I am very fond of doing, is to head up some of these PBD food truck events. We've talked about these before, and they're great. And I've been to the one, especially at Roger Williams Park on Friday night, on the carousel area, and they've spread it out to go up that hill a ways just so that there's more room. They used to put all the trucks in one parking lot right by the carousel. Well, because of social distancing.
How do you say that
because
word?
The need
carousel? What? You say it so
carousel.
You say it so beautifully. I
How
accent
I
a different
it?
Part. I say carousel. You accent the cell, and I accent the car. Carousel or carousel?
carousel.
I feel like you carousel. Said it in a very fancy way. Continue.
The Roger
sorry.
Williams Park carousel. carousel.
Sorry. Just got you off your train of thought.
Now, yeah, well, good job with ADHD boy here. now I'm thinking of Carosi, which was the where Saved by the Bell, the guy when they worked the summer.
Oh, yes, yes.
Anthony Carosi. Carosi.
Such a good show.
Yeah, so that was a good time. They summered in Hawaii. That screech.
Ugh.
Very, very messed up kid
truly,
nowadays.
Truly.
Nonetheless.
the Reggie Williams carousel. Name?
Mario Lopez, right? Is it Mario Lopez?
Yeah.
Was he Slater?
Yep.
Yeah. He still looks like he has an age today.
Oh, no.
He still looks like he
drinks
walked
formaldehyde,
right off
I think.
Well, let's say, do what you can. You can't get formaldehyde, though, at the Providence food truck event,
no,
so
you
probably won't see him there. But nonetheless, they are having these events, and they are also doing them at different locations throughout the state. If you go to their Facebook page, they have them. They have Warwick Food Truck Night with the GAM Theater in Warwick. They'll be doing it down at the Newport Car Museum in Portsmouth. They'll be doing it at Greenwich Mills in October. So there's a lot of different events out there where you can catch these food trucks, and that is kind of your one-stop shop. And they've, like I said, they've spread out the trucks, the placement. They have mm-hmm. signs. They have markers on where people can be, and they ask you, please, 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 so that they can keep these events going, wear a mask when you're in line, when you're ordering your food, when you're near people. You can obviously take it off when you're eating. You know, you kind of distance yourself away, give some space, bring a blanket, bring some chairs. But that's kind of what's
tell you
happening
what, Ben,
over there.
You were talking about this with me a while back, and one of the locations is near me in Cranston at Mulligan's Island.
Yep.
So my family and I actually went last week, and this was the first time that we've gone to a food truck event since COVID hit. And I got to tell you, they do it so well. For anyone who is more on the timid side about going to bigger events, even though there were quite a few people there, because it's so spaced out, I didn't feel like people were on top of each other. I felt very, very safe. People were wearing their masks unless they were eating. Mm-hmm. There was live music. And just the fact that I was able to walk around, get some different food that I didn't have to cook, and my kids kind of just got to see other people. It felt, dare I say, normal. Granted,
no,
people
that's
had
great.
Masks on, but it was an incredible experience.
And that's exactly what they're going for. Now, the food truck events at Mulligan's Islands, I believe that has come to a close for the season. But you never know. These things pop up from time to time. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of Eric and his crew and his team and what he does. He can get a call and say, okay, you want a couple food trucks wherever. And if you're putting an event together, he's the man to call.
Yes.
He is like the king of the food trucks. He will, and he knows that's the other thing, is he knows all the regulations for all the different cities and towns mm-hmm. and the state regulations. He knows about the health and safety aspect before COVID and after COVID, the permits that's needed. So he's got all that under control. You definitely want to go check out our good man Eric and all the fun happening at food truck events. What do you have?
That's right. Well, another outdoor event that's been rocking and rolling has been the PVD Flea Market. So this, of course, takes place, right downtown in Providence. Well, not necessarily mm-hmm. downtown, but across the river in Providence. And that way you can check out, local artisans. There's also some food vendors there. There's some great people who are reselling boutique items there as well. So another event that is outdoors, if you're someone who wants to spend as much time as you can outside in that fresh air while we still have it with the good weather, but supporting local artisans, supporting these local shops in a way that you may feel a bit more safe. If someone, I'm not yet going to indoor events, but things like this are something that I feel comfortable with, feel comfortable bringing my kids to and everything. So that is still taking place. I think they actually go through September.
Yeah, it goes through, I think,
or
you're
October.
Right. But then like switches, they do a bunch of different things. I was just thinking the entire time about how we should have the Spanish flea song playing in the background.
And those, I'm sorry, I didn't even say it. It takes place on Sundays from 10 to 2 on South Water Street. I'm like, oh, you just show up.
Well, here's the thing, folks. The COVID, really, the Rona, messed up what we do here with the podcast, because we talk about events and life, and that kind of stopped happening back in March, and people have been so apprehensive and so mm-hmm. with good reason. I'm not trying to blame people for for keeping themselves safe and healthy. But we're now getting to the point where, you know, Mary, you and I, you know, we look at these different things and we say, okay, we don't want to just put out content just to be a talk show. Correct. If we wanted to do that, you know, maybe that's something we could consider in the future, although you've got 15 different other podcasts that you guys have been cranking out like crazy with, you know, all the different things. Yeah. But so for us to get kind of back into this rhythm here, you know, we forget like, oh, we should include important information like date and time.
There it is. I have forgotten to interact socially on an events podcast.
It's all right. Yeah, I'm right there with you. Something you want to laugh, and you know, perhaps you don't find Mary and I too funny, but I know who will be funny. Orlando Baxter. He will be coming to the Comedy Connection in Rhode Island this weekend on Friday and Saturday, both shows 7:30 p.m. And the people over at the Rhode Island Comedy Connection, Corey and the whole crew, are awesome. They are doing such a great job. This is indoor. You will not sit with anybody who is not from your party. They've gone and done the extra steps to make sure that the guests will be seating a minimum of 14 feet away from the comic on stage. Mm-hmm. You can only have a maximum size of 4 people. The food and beverages will be served in biodegradable, single-use containers. Staff will be wearing a mask at all time. You need to wear a mask when you're not at your table. So you can go to your table, and then once you sit down, you can take your mask off. But if you have to go to the restroom or, you know, as you're coming in and out, they ask you to wear a mask. And all that information is up on the website. But, folks, we need laughter. Like,
yes.
We need a cure for the Rona. Okay, that's like a huge thing. People are mentally stressed out. The Comedy Connection Rhode Island, they do such a great job over there. Mary, you've seen a bunch of shows over there and they do such a wonderful job. Orlando Baxter is funny. He is huge. He exploded onto the Boston comedy scene about 15 years ago, and he quickly established himself as one of the hottest comics in the area. So he does everything. He's worked on a bunch of shows. He actually just did a series of comedy up late in Australia. Mm. So he's back, and so we're excited to have him over there at Comedy Connection.
Comedy up late in Australia. So would that be comedy up early here? Because it's like,
that's a good question, Mary. Right?
Who knows?
You pull out your geography books and spin the globe.
What else we got? You know, there's been a lot of farms that have been having you pick blueberries, you pick strawberries. The you pick sunflowers is still going strong, and I know Anawan Farm is hosting it right now, and that's going to be happening still this weekend. Sunflower season is about to start ending, but also apple season is starting. So especially for someone like me who loves the Honeycrisp apples, they're my favorite. Yes. They come really late August and into early September. It almost feels weird to apple pick, you know, technically in the summer. But if you like the Honeycrisp ones, I'm telling you, you got to go early in the season. So these farms, I have gone to a couple of different farms, strawberry picking and blueberry picking. And when it comes to this you pick situation, they've got it down when it comes to keeping people spaced out. I mean, you're on a farm, so it's pretty safe and it's outdoors. But, you know, when I've gone to certain events, they'll even tell you, like, go down this row. This is your row that you get to pick from right now. And then that way, you know, you can have a little area to yourself and you don't have to worry.
So it's funny because the way you read that is all fun and sunshine and flowers and happiness and rainbows and unicorns. I read the sign as pick your own. Like, I ain't picking it for you. You go pick your own. I think Blake is in the same book with
me. I don't have time for this. Oh, yeah. From Revere. My husband Blake is all set.
Me pick. If you pick your own. That's how I read it. I grew up as son of a farmer. I don't go apple picking because, I believe it's taking jobs away from good, hardworking people. It's like, what are you going to do with all those? I mean, if you're going to make an apple pie, I guess. But it just, Mary, that is the difference between the Mary brain and the Ben brain.
It's the city girl versus the farm boy.
Yeah.
I'm like, look at this novelty. You can pick your own.
Oh, my goodness. Look, they have tractors. They're so pretty and delightful. It's like, yes. I've tried talking to my uncles one time. I said, you know, if you just washed up one of these tractors and put it on the front, let the kids climb on it. He goes, why do I want kids climbing on my tractor?
Right.
Why do I want to? No, that's not happening. That's not happening. That's my tractor. It's like, okay, well, you know what? It's a very nice tractor.
Yes. So sticking with the farm theme, as you guys can tell, I don't get out much. I grew up in Warwick. I moved to Cranston. I'm your typical Rhode Islander. I think I live 7 minutes.
You had a brief stint. You had a brief stint on the east side of Providence.
I did. I really enjoyed it there, but I'm back to the land of convenience. I joke with everybody, anything I need is 5 minutes away, aside from farms, that is. Actually, there are farms even near me that close.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. You're right on that. Are you technically Western Cranston?
Yep.
I don't know. Yeah. Yep. So
I'm in farmland too. I've got it made.
Ten minutes. Yeah. You got to go past 7 Dunkin' Donuts instead of 3.
Yes. So another venture that I have taken my kids on that I just think is, you know, if you're looking for a drive, you're looking for something different, Wright's Dairy Farm allows you to come, and they have, of course, amazing baked goods. You can go get their coffee milk. But if you show up from around 3 to 4:30 or even 3 to 5 some days, you can actually see the milk process happening, which is really cool. You could see where it all comes from and how they hook the machines up to the cows. There's sometimes baby calves there that you can see. But the kids get a hoot, you know, they get a great time out of it. I know that I can go up there, get some party pizza slices, get a couple cupcakes or something, get some coffee milk, and their day is made. They are set. Yeah. They are happy. So even if you don't go from that 3 to 5 time, the cows are always there so you can see them. But it is important to know that this is different than Wright's Chicken Farm. There's Wright's Dairy Farm, and then there's Wright's Chicken Farm. So two very different things, but still in the northern part of the state.
One is known for its ability to service families of 50-plus people within minutes. The other is known to have just delicious delicacies. Both have delicious delicacies, but the Wright's Dairy Farm, good, good stuff there. While we're talking on the topic of food, Mary, if you haven't had a chance, on my Facebook page, I met the owner of one of the Uncle Tony's locations there in East Providence. He tells a story about it and all the stuff that they're going through to keep everybody safe and healthy. They never shut down. So give a shout out to my friend Stephen Ricard over at East Providence Uncle Tony's.
Yes.
Sad news is the jukeboxes in the Uncle Tony's. Mm-hmm. Had to be removed in the East Providence location at this point, just because they were old and the technology and it's the actual 45s. Well, I have one of those jukeboxes now sitting in my office.
Look at you!
Yes,
does it work?
It does not. No, it's. I gotta figure out a way to get the lights on it.
Yeah.
But it weighs like 50, 60 pounds.
That little jukebox weighs that much?
Oh, Mary, it was made when things were made with quality.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, this thing. I think there's like this. I have to reinforce. I'm gonna put reinforcements behind the wall.
Yep.
To hang it on. It's like we're gonna do it. It just take a little time, but good people over there. So, and they're working really hard. Delicious
they
food,
are.
Of course. Curbside is always always.
That's
available,
how we roll. We get Uncle Tony's curbside, the Cranston one,
thing.
Pretty much once a week. You can't go wrong.
It's a beautiful thing.
In addition to bringing you fun events and suggestions for you and your loved ones, Wicked Rudy is proud to partner with United Way of Rhode Island to help spread the word about wonderful opportunities for you and your friends to volunteer in and around the Ocean State.
Yeah, that's right. And while the calendar changes and the weeks are marching on, what remains constant is the deep appreciation for Rhode Island's nonprofits, and they have scores of volunteers who help make a difference in the lives of others. This week, United Way of Rhode Island is helping us to highlight 3 distinct volunteer opportunities, each offering a different way you can lend a helping hand safely in our community.
That's right. Well, we all know Save the Bay, and they're looking to do some outdoor cleanups for the end of this month in both Providence and Warwick. Now, we do need the people who are volunteering to be 18 or older, and volunteers are asked to wear clothes that they don't mind getting dirty and that are sturdy, closed-toed shoes. You're doing some cleanup. Face masks and social distancing are required, and you'll want to head on over to our website to get more information about registering online in advance.
Habitat for Humanity, South County, seeks help for its Restore program. It's the store that builds homes with one shift per week commitment for 6 to 12 months. Now, you work with donors and donated items and supplies that support construction of housing for low-income families. There's training provided. I've worked with these folks. They don't just build houses from the ground up. They also help in refurbishing rooms or redoing rooms in homes or complete, you know, they'll do a gutting of a house and redo it because they just something needed to be done and the family needs the help. So they do that. And especially this with what's going on. Habitat for Humanity, South County, the great people over there.
Nice. Higher Ground International is looking for help distributing food to seniors through its African Elders Enrichment Program. So volunteers are needed on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and training is provided.
Very good. And then lastly, if you want to learn more about the United Way, or if you're in need of assistance yourself, especially during these times, I heard it, Mary, on the radio a few times. People were calling in saying, I need help with this, I need help with that. And I was actually texting some of the radio hosts from time to time because they felt bad. They're like, oh, gee, I don't know who you could call. I just said, call 211.
Yes.
211. They have many different people there working in many different languages. They are the clearinghouse, the central, you know, that one-stop shop to get you the help you need. And like I said, so just dial 211 or visit their website, the United Way of Rhode Island. Great, great people over there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
We know that you're being super social right now, especially in 2020. We're all on our phones, we're snapping pictures. And if you are going anywhere interesting, maybe you're out at the beach, maybe you're going to a food truck night or checking out the cows at Wright's Dairy Farm, if you're sharing those photos on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, please use the hashtag WickedRoadie. We're going to check them on out. We might repost them and give you a shout out. We'd love to see what you got going on. So once again, search that hashtag, Wicked Roadie.
If you're looking to get you the message back in the ears of our listeners, we are back and we would love to help you do that. You can email us at wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com or reach out to us on Facebook. We have great opportunities for you to do that. And, you know, it's one of the ways you can help spread the word for a very reasonable cost.
That's right. Well, until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I am Ben DeCastro.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and especially thank you for your votes. We are thrilled to celebrate tonight in the virtual Best of Rhode Island party. So thank you all so much once again, and we'll have more for you really soon.
Take care.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.